Mishnayis Chulin, we're up to Perek Shvi. Mishnah, Gid HaNosha, the Yisanati, the Gid HaNosha, the sciatic nerve, the vein that goes along the thigh, Sanoi Borot, it applies whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, or the Chutzdoros, whether you're outside Eretz Yisrael. B'fnei HaBayis, B'shloi B'fnei HaBayis, whether there's man we have the Beis HaMikdash, whether there's man we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'chulun of the Mikdashim. Snagei, whether the Behema is the Behema's Chulin, whether the Behema is the Behema's of Mikdashim of Kochim. It applies both to a behema or to a chaya, and b'yerech shel yamin or b'yerech shel smol, whether the right thigh or the left thigh, and both of them, the sciatic nerve, the gid hanosha, is also teet. Now, v'yein enoyi boif, it does not apply though to a bird, and the reason is why, nifnei shein like kaf, it doesn't have like a round spoon there like by its thigh, even though a bird has the gid hanosha to it. But since the thigh there is not like round, therefore the issa does not apply. But the pasuk says, "Akaf hayerech," so that comes lafuke, not a bird. But after that, our Mishnah says, "Is noig both be yerech shall yimin and yerech shall smile." That's only according to Rabbi Meir Shita. If you argue and view those in the Gemara, it's only noig, only on the right thigh, just on one, not on both. Now our Mishnah says, "Be noig b'shlil," the issa gid hanosha applies even to a fetus when it's inside the mother's stomach. Meaning to say, let's say you make a shechita on the mother, and then you open it up and you find the fetus, that you're allowed to eat the fetus, but you're not allowed to eat the gid hanosha. The gid hanosha of the baby is also awesome. Reb Yudu says, no, Reb Yudu Aymer, Ein and Noi Beshlil, no, it does not apply to the fetus. Before it was born, there's no risk to gid hanosha to it. So if you open it up, open up the mother's stomach and find the baby there, you're allowed to eat it, even the gid hanosha. And the same thing, Vechel by Mutta, the chelev of the fetus is also mutatit, even though it's a behemoth, but since it wasn't born, it just cut it up, took it up from the inside, you made a shechita on the mother, so you're allowed to eat the whole fetus, even the chelev of it, the fat of it. Now, v'yena tabochim nemonim agid anosha, the tabochim, the butcher, is not nemonim to say that he took out the gid anosha from the thigh, since there's a lot of tirch involved in taking it out, so you have to be afraid maybe he didn't do a good job, therefore we can't believe him. Even Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, the Chur Meir goes to Shittosek, we'll have later the Mishnah, that he holds Tzorch Lechatet Achrov, that you have to get out the whole gid, even the roots of the vein, it's very hard to do. Therefore, we do not believe a Tabach if he says he did it. However, Vechomram, Nechom, say no, Nemonim Olavi Alachelev, yes, we believe the Tabach if he tells us he took out the gid Anosho, but then we believe him if he says he took out the Chelev from the animal, we'll not eat it. The Chur Yudu Shittosek, we'll have later, he holds, that the Chomiyah is a Yudishit that holds that the trade ring taken out to get a nosh is not that hard. You don't have to be Chotat Achrov. It's enough just to take out the surface of it. Therefore, it's not that hard. Therefore, the Tabochim are Nemon. Mishneh Beis. Shaleach Odom Yerach Lenochrin. A Jew is allowed to send for a present, a whole thigh, to a guy. Shegid HaNosheh B'Sech, even though the Gid HaNosheh is inside it. And there's no shal of Gneva's Daf, that maybe the Goy B'Machzik Toivah to think you thank you for it, to think that maybe you worked so hard to take out the Gid, because since it's a whole piece, everybody can tell nothing was touched, it wasn't taken out yet. So if we're allowed to send the whole thigh to a Goy, even though the Gid is inside it, Mifnei Shemekoy Menikah, because it's noticeable that nothing was taken out, the Gid was not taken out. And who Adin, if the Goy now will sell it back to a Jew, we're not afraid the Jew will eat it because he sees clearly the gid is still inside it. What's going to be hanoito gid hanosha? If somebody takes out though, or at least wants to take out the gid hanosha to be make it mutatit, so tzor shiita les kulay. These are a meyer shita. You have to take out the whole gid. I mean to say you have to be chotet achro, the whole makos, you have to dig out and get out carefully all the roots to this vein. Reb Yudam Yudis says no, Reb Yudu Aymer, they lekayim boy mitzvah snatila. It's enough just to cut out, take out the ikka, the main part of the vein, that you mekayim mitzvah natila. You don't have to be chotet achrov, just cut off lamalo, the top part of the vein, that's al kaf hayerech, that's what's also and not more. And the loch of those, I'd like to come like Rav Meir, that you have to be chotet to get the whole vein out. Mishneh Gimel. Ha'oichol migid ha'noshek kezayis, if somebody eats from the gid ha'noshek kezayis worth of it, seifek ha'boy migetz malkus, he's over lav. There's a lav sheet for mice, he gets malchus. What's going to be ochlo yit the whole gid? But v'yein by kizayis, there's no kizayis there. Still chayiv, also yichayiv. But Tanakam holds, that's called the barrier. And even though it doesn't have a kizayis, still yichayiv, it's called the whole thing, if you eat the whole gid. What's going to be Ocha Mizeh Kazayis and Mizeh Kazayis? Sefik Shemoina. Let's say Yidah Kazayis from the right thigh and Yidah Kazayis from the left thigh, and you have two separate Hasrois. So Maisi, you did two separate Averis, so you get two times Malkus. Reb Yudah says no, and the Sefik Alaboyim. Reb Yudah Shitosa holds no, only the right thigh is also the Gid on the right side, not on the left side. Therefore, you only get Malkus once, feeding the Gid from the right thigh, not from the left thigh. Mishnah Dalit, Yorech Shinezbasho Bo Gid Hanosha. That's if somebody took the whole thigh and cooked it up in a pot without taking out the Gid Hanosha first. So it depends. In Yesh Bo Benoy Sein Tam, if there's enough Gid Hanosha there to give tam into the rest of the meat, Sarezu Asura, since you cooked it up together, we say the tam of the Gid is Nespasha throughout the whole Bosa, the whole thigh, and the whole thigh now is also teeth. Not enough now just to cut around the Gid Hanosha. But the meat also becomes also the time of the meat, the time of the gid went into the meat. Now Kate said, Misharon, I said, how do we measure it to see if there would be time or not? Kebosa belefis. We have to see as if the issa, the gid, would be like meat, as if the heta would be like lefis, would be like a turnip. So we have to look as if the gid now is bosa, and if the yer of the thigh is like a lefis, a type of a turnip, type of a yerik. So if the bosa would give time into the lefis, then would become Asa. And this is Alokhul Mashmi Sinai, the Shiurim. But the Mais Alokhul, we don't pass the Mishnah, and we all rather Alokhul, we pass it ain't begid the Benoist in Tam. It's not Benoist in Tam at all. And the Iker Hashir, we hold, we'll see later, we go Bosa Shishim. We always go Bosa 60, that's the Shir. Now, Mishnah Hey, Gid Hanosha Shinezbashal Im Hagidim. Let's say you have a Gid Hanosha that was cooked up with other gidim, other veins that are mutter. So bizman shemakir, if he can recognize which gid is the gid anosha, which vein is awesome, and he can take it and throw it away. So it's only a shalat that gave off tam into the rest of the gidim. So then benoisin tam, it depends if there were 60 times as much, it would be mutter. If not, it would be awesome. V'yim lav, but let's say you can't take out, you don't know which is the gid anosha, then lochres kulam asurim, all the gidim become awesome, even though there are more than 60 heter there. And the reason why the gid is not bottle, because it's a dove like a barrier, and we hold the barrier is not bottle b'roiva. Kol ponim with rabban, it's not bottle. Therefore, the oil remain also. What's going to be v'horoitiv? Even in the case we can't tell the gid, so the gidim are also, but the right of the juice, that's for sure not the gid itself. That's only the tam that came out. So that's benoisin tam. Like if you have 60 times heta there, then we said the juice, the tam that comes out from the gid, is still muta, because it's benoisin tam. Rather than the heter, the tam came from the heter. Now the Mishnah says, "V'chein chatich shenavela." Same thing would apply to a piece of meat from a nevela. Well, soon see Gemara. We're talking about the piece of meat that's a chash of a piece of meat that's royal is chabibol of neorchim. You give this big piece of meat to a guest. Therefore, it's dover chash if it's not bottle. Therefore, the same halach applies to a piece of a nevela, or else v'chein chatich shaldak tam. If you have a big piece of fish, a piece of meat, fish. From a tomatic fish, the same thing. Shinezvash lemechatichas was cooked up with other pieces. So again, bizman shemakirin, if you could tell which is the chatichas shenevela, which is the chatichas shodak tomi, you throw it out. Now it's only shal, they give off taste into the rest of the pieces of benoisin tam. If there's 60 against it, it's smut. If less than 60, it's also. But v'imlav, if you can't recognize which chatichas is also, which chatichas is muta, then kul nasurus has not been bit up right here. Again, since it's a davar chashuv, we say it's not bottle, the whole thing remains also. But again, v'horaitiv, you only have a question about the juice of it, not the pieces itself, so the juice only, the tam goes into the juice, then for sure the din is benoisin tam. It's only if it's benoisin tam. If there were 60 times heter there over this piece of meat of issa, then we say the tam and the juice is muta, you'd be allowed to eat, the right of the juice would be muta.
Yeah, Mishnah Vav. Noyig b'tahoyro v'yena noyig b'tzimeya. The Issa Gid Hanosha only applies to Behemoth Torah, who are in a Chayah Torah, but not by Behemoth Temeya. By Behemoth Temeya, it's not like the Issa Gid Hanosha. And the reason is, like the Gemara says, either if you hold Yesh Begid and Benoisin Tam, that there is a Tam Bosser in the Gid and the vein, so the Pshat is then we say, Ein Issa Chalal Issa, since it's ready Chalal Issa of a Behemoth Temeya on it, which comes first, the Issa Gid is not Chal. And if you hold ein begidim benoisin tam, there's no tam bosser in the gidim, so there's no issim mishum behem etmeya, still it's because there's a kosa that the gidim osha kein lo yuchu b'nei Yisrael to a behem which is mutter to b'nei Yisrael.
But a behemet tamei, that's also, you don't have the issa gid hanoshe. However, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, af betamei, he ought to know, even a behemet tamei also deploys the issa gid hanoshe. Either he holds issa chal issa, because it's called an issa chomor gid hanoshe, since it's nageh to b'nei noyach, or else he holds that the issur mabot chal, even a behemet tamei, he doesn't know from that pasuk. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's his proof that he holds Gira Nosh as a Chomedek Issa, because it even applies to Bnei Noach, that the Issa applied even before Matan Torah, B'Shas Bnei Yaakov, when they still had a Locha Bnei Noach. V'yadayim Behemet Tumeyim Materas Lem, at that time there was no Issa Behemet Torah Behemet Tumeyim before Matan Torah. Still the Issa Gira Nosh applied, so since the Issa applied then, it applies even to a Behemet Tumeyim. On this Omrullah, the Chom said back to Yehuda, no. The Sinai Nema, the Yikir Issa Gira Noshe's first Chal B'Shas Kabbalah Satoira, by HaSinai. Elashenichtavim Koima, the Torah just writes in this place when the story took place. But the Yisra is only Chal Liyat, the Man, Lach, the Man Torah, and Enechnami, it's only Chal on a Behemah Toira, not on a Behemah Temeya. Yeratavim Perek Shemini, Mishnalov. Kol HaBosor, any type of meat, is also Lovash or Becholov. You're not allowed to cook up with milk. Whether it's the meat of a behema, a chay, a oif, it's also nisa just cooking the milk and meat together. Chutz mibsar dog mechagovim. Just the meat of fish or grasshoppers, there's no issue. You're allowed to cook it with milk. Now also, the also lahaloiso yemagvina ala shulchan. You're not allowed to bring up this type of meat, a meat of a behema, a chay, a oif, on the same table that you're also serving their cheese. We're afraid you may come to eat it together. So if the Gzera not eat the boss of Cholov, you're not allowed to even bring on the same table meat and milk. Chutz mibsar dogim chagovim, again, excluding the meat of fish or of grasshoppers, that's mutter. Now, hanoidim min abosa, somebody makes a neder not eat from meat. Halochri is mutter bibsar dogim chagovim. You're still allowed to eat fish or grasshoppers. They do not go into the shame of meat. Ha'oif, now chicken, a bird, oila im hagvina ala shulchan, you're allowed to bring it up on the same table, even though you have cheese on that table also, but v'yena nechel, you're not allowed to eat them together. So there's only the gzera that you may come to eat it, that we're not afraid about, even though lemaisa it's also to eat it together. Divrei Beis Shammai, these are the words of Beis Shammai, that they hold that boser oif with cholov is only yosem mid rabbanan, and therefore we don't make gzera halo oto achila. No, you're not allowed to bring it up on the same table, and not allowed to eat it together. As according to him, Poshriyot, it's an Issa D'Raisa. You're not allowed to eat chicken, oif, with milk, it's an Issa D'Raisa. Therefore, we have the Gzeiro, you should not bring it up on the same table. Omer Reb Yosef, Yosef says, Zu Mikule Beshamai Mechume Beisilol. These are the things that Beshamai is more Mekel and Beisilol is more Machmer. The more it says, Zechur Shita. And the Mor says, it won't teach us who is the Tana. This Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. Those are Shayit B'Shem Amram. Now, B'Ezer Shulchan Amram, which type of a Shulchan was it said? That they're not allowed to bring on the same table the chicken and the cheese, or else the meat and the cheese, Marka Yisley. We're talking about B'Shulchan Shoych Lolov, the table that you're eating on, the eating table. But Abel B'Shulchan Shesoydi Lolov, the table inside the kitchen that you're preparing the food, you don't eat over there, then it's Mutter. She soyder olav esatavshul. There, noisin zev itzadzev. Yena chesh. You're allowed to put one next to another, and there we're not afraid that maybe come to mix it together and knead it together, since that's not the place where you eat. It's the only place where you prepare the food. There, we're not afraid you may come to eat both of them together. So there, you're allowed to have the cheese and meat one next to another, but of course, providing they do not touch one another. Mishnah Beis. Tsorer Odom Bosser Wagvina Bemitfachas Achas. That you're allowed to wrap up in one cloth a cheese and meat together. Obavado providing Shloye Noigim Zebze. You have to be careful they don't touch one another. As long as you know they're not touching one another, again, there's not the place to eat it. So therefore, there's no Gzer. You come to eat it together. You're allowed to wrap them up in the same bag and the same cloth, one next to another. Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Loimer Shnei Achsan Noyim. To thy guests, two guests that come to the same place to eat, they're allowed to eat on the same table. Ze bosa v'ze gvina. This one could eat meat, and this one could eat cheese. V'ein choshen, we're not afraid, maybe they'll come to eat together. Since they're achsnoim, they're guests, mistama, they do not know one another, as long as they're not friendly one to another, so there's no issa, they may come to eat from one another, they're allowed to eat one next to another. But this people in the same house, they're not allowed to eat on the same table, fleshiks and milchiks. The answer is you have to have a tablecloth dividing. Either the tablecloth should be for the one eating fleshiks meat, have a tablecloth, and the other ones eating the milchiks, eat on the regular table without a tablecloth. But there has to be some hecker between them to make sure they do not come to eat one from another. Mishnah Gimel. Tipas cholov. If a drop of milk, shenof la chaticha, that fell upon a piece of meat, so it depends. Im yesh ba b'noi sentam, when this milk goes into the hot piece of meat, there's not 60 times of the meat against the milk, so the milk gives a tam into the meat. Send aloch riz, im yesh ba b'noi sentam b'yoysa chaticha, also, that piece of meat becomes also, it's nasa nevela, and it'll even go and asa other pieces of meat also. That's called also. What's going to be near esa kadera? Let's say right away when the piece of milk, when the drop of milk falls into the pot, you shake up the pot. There's not just one piece of meat there. There are many pieces of meat there. And you shake up the pot right away. So then, im yesh ba b'noi sentam b'yoysa kadera also. Then we have to look upon everything inside the pot. If there are 60 times what's in the pot against that tipas of cholov, then it's muta. But if not, if the milk could give tam into everything in the pot, then it remains also. Because if you mixed it up right away, so the tam of milk does not go into one piece, it right away gets mixed up with everything. The Rashi is talking about we did not mix it up, so first the milk went on top of one piece of meat by itself. So just that piece of meat becomes also. It becomes nas novelo. And then later, if you cook up, if you shake up the pot to put a cover on it, then the whole thing becomes awesome. Then the Mishnah says, hakchoil, what's going to be chol? That's the dodim of a behemoth, the udders of a behemoth where the milk comes out from. So if you made a shrit on the animal, now you want to cook up the chal by itself. So lochriz lochatchidu, you're supposed to korei, you're supposed to first slice it, like cut it crisscross. Make sure all the milk drips out first, and then you should cook it up. But what's going to be like karol? Let's say you did not crisscross, you did not cut it up first, and you went to cook it up the way it is. The locker is ainu oivrolov. You're not over any yeast of basa becholov. And the gemara's mashma even mutla chetchila teed it, because the milk of the dam of cholov shkut is only yosim with rabbanin. That's only if it's pirish. Here it was not pirish. It didn't come out yet, and therefore it's mutter teed it. What's going to be halev, the heart of an animal? Again, after you made a shchit, you take out the heart, you want to eat the lev. So, karei lechil is supposed to be karei again, crisscross it. Almighty is dumb, let all the blood drip out of the lev. What's going to be like karo? You did not crisscross it first. Then, ainu oivro love. Here, the pshat is not osa nisa diraisa. But midrabbanan da koponim it's osa. Midiraisa not over anymore because the shalik, because we all dumb. That you cook up, there's no, it's only us with Rabbonin. But our koponim with Rabbonin, it's also here by the lathe, there's a lot of dam. If you do not crisscross it before you cooked it, then it remains also. Shashinat over Nisidi rice, it's only Nisidi Rabbonin. Ha'amala es ha'oif, im ha'gvina la'shulchan. Let's say you bring up on the same table chicken and cheese, and the roiv of Elisha say, you're not over any essay. So Pashto the Mishnah means to teach us that you cannot come to an Issa D'Raisa, because even if you would eat the chicken and the milk together, it's only Yosem Ed Rabbonim. If this time holds, only Bosa Behemoth is Yosem Ed D'Raisa, but not the Bosa Oif. So therefore, you're allowed to bring it and eat it on the same table, because even if there's no Gzer, you may come to eat it together. Because even if you would eat it together, it's only an Issa D'Rabbonim. So Mishnah means, and the Oif of Blaise say, you can't come to be over an Issa D'Raisa. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Besar behema tohiro, bechalev behema tohiro, is also levashov yosabano. Our Mishnah knows that basa becholov means you have any type of a meat from a behema tohiro, or else milk also came out from a behema tohiro, so there's an issur d'oraisa not to cook them together, and who adin is nis and not heat it, and is nis even osabano, you can't even have any enjoyment from it. What's going to be though, besar behema tohiro, bechalev behema tameya? Let's say you cook up meat that came from a behema tameya for a milk that came out of a behema tameya, or else the opposite way. Bisar behema tameya bechalev behema tameya
is mutter levash lo mutter b'hanor. Our Mishnah is there's no issa bosa b'cholov. If either the meat or the milk comes from the behema to meya.
Now Rabbi Akiva holds that chayev hi oif einem min haTorah. There's no issa midiraisa to cook up the bosa of a chayev, even though it's a chayev Torah, or else of an oif of chicken, let's say. There's no issa midiraisa to cook up chicken and milk. It's only midirabonin. Why? Because the pasuk says, lo sevasho gidi bechalev imoy. You're not allowed to cook up a kid with the behema, its meat, with its mother's milk. And it says it's shalosh pam three times. So why does it say it three times for? It's prat lechayev aloif lebehema tameya. According to Rabbi Akiva, that there's no issa basa b'cholev by a chaya, by an oif, any type of a bird, and uvim by a behema tameya. It only applies to a behema tahira.
Now Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yomer, he says, that Nema, the Pasuk says in Devarim, Loi Soich Loko Novela. You're not allowed to eat a Novela. But Nema, the end of the Pasuk ends off, Loi Savash Lo Gedi Bechalei Vimoi. You're not allowed to cook up the kid, the meat of a behemoth, with milk. So he says, Eshosa Nishum Novela, a behemoth that has a Nis Novela on it, Osa Lavasha Becholov. You're not allowed to cook it up with milk. Now, Oif, a chicken, though, she nishum nevela, really when a chicken dies, a bird dies, it has a nis nevela on it. If so, Yochlai would have thought to say, yos levasha b'cholov, maybe also there's a nis to cook up chicken, oif, with milk. On this Talmudim, the Pasuk comes and teaches us, bechalev imoy, you're not allowed to cook up a gedi, a kid, with his mother's milk. So, idarshin yotz oif, it's excluded a bird from this issa, shein loy chalev im, there's no milk. The mother of the bird has no milk or doesn't nurse its kid. So therefore, a bird is not in the issa of Bosa B'cholov. The Gemara comes out that according to Bais Taglili, is not even an issa of the Rabbanan. He yells that Bosa B'cholov, Ba'if, B'cholov is mamish mut even mid Rabbanan. But Lamaitza, the Loch is like a Rekiva, that Enachnam and Midiraisa, the issa of Bosa B'cholov is only on Bosa meat of a Behema Torah with milk from a Behema Torah. Mashenkin Chayiv Yoif is also midirabbanon, even though it's not also midiraisa. Hakol ponim midirad also midirabbanon oif. Ubecholov is also midirabbanon. And therefore, since oif is only midirabbanon, it's like it's only yosa bachila. But there's no issa to cook up meat, milk, and oif and chicken. And no one then, if you do cook up a piece of chicken with milk, b'hano it's muta. It's only yosa bachila midirabbanon.
Mishnah Hey, Kevas Nochri v'shal Novela, the Keva, that's the stomach of an animal. It could even be a kosher behema Torah, but it came from a goy, meaning a goy is the one that made the shechita, or else the animal stam died. And the more like one man the other says, really it's chad. The more means to say, the Mishnah means to say, that if a Keva that belonged to a goy, meaning if the goy made the shechita, so it has a loch like a Novela. Now really this keva, it means the stomach, means the milk that's inside the stomach. And that's called hacholev hakorish shabateicha. The milk that's like korish, that's like gelled up inside it. So the Mishnah says harezu asura, it's also. Because it has a nisan avela upon that chelev. And the maisaloch is not that way. But that's the Mishnah holds that harezu asura. And hamaimid the or shall keva kshera. Let's say somebody wants to make cheese, and he's maimid bior shakev, he takes out the skin, like the stomach of a behemoth shaver, and inside that he makes cheese. Means he takes the skin of the stomach, and he puts it inside milk in order to make a gel to make a cheese. Now here really is going to be a shayla of bosa becholov, because the skin has a tam of meat, has a tam bosa. So you put it into milk. So the Mishnah says it depends. If you can taste the taste of the skin, the taste of the basar in the milk, is a rezu asura, then it's also. So here it's mashma that even though the skin is maimid, makes the milk come into cheese, still if it's not noisin tam, will be bottle. Even though usually we say a dover ha maimid is not bottle, that's only if you maimid the milk, let's say with or shal nevela, that the skin is also machmas atmai. But here that the or is or of Behemoth Torah, is only a nisa bosa b'chola, but the skin by itself is mutter. So now that it mixes together with the tam into the milk, that makes a nisa bosa b'chola. So here we said that if it doesn't give off tam, enechnami, there's no nisa bosa b'chola. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be sheira sheyonke min ha-trefa? Let's say a behemoth that's kosher was yonik, nursed from a behemoth trefa, and then you shechted this behemoth sheira. Salochur is kevos ha-sura, like the milk that you find inside the keva is also, because we say that milk came out of the milk of a trefa, and the milk that comes out of a trefa is also. What's going to be the opposite way? Trefa, a behemoth that's a trefa, sheyonke min ha-ksheira, that was yonik, that nursed from a behemoth ksheira, then the locher is kevos ha-muteris. You should know the milk you find inside the stomach is mutatit, because it was yonik min ha-ksheira, it's the milk of a ksheira. And the Mishnah says, "Mifnei shekonis b'meyeho," it's only like stored away in the stomach. Means to say, this milk does not get mixed up with the tray for itself. It's only konis, it's only stored in the stomach, and therefore, since she nursed from a behemoth sheira.
Now, Mishnah Vov, chaymer ba'chelev nibedam. The isra of chelev has certain chumers more strict over the isra of dam, and the chaymer ba'dam nibechelev in certain ways. The isra not to eat the blood of an animal is more strict than eating its treifa fats. And it's like this. Chayma b'chelev, what's the chumra of the fats? Sheha chelev moilim boyev. You have a korban, and you eat from the fats of the korban, the chelev, you're over in isra mila. It's chal the isra hegdish, it's called kodshi Hashem, since you're supposed to burn that chelev. And also, v'chayovim olav mishum pigol v'noisa v'tomei. Let's say it was a korban, and the kohen had the wrong machshav that he made the korban into pigol, or else v'noisi, left the meat and the fat overnight the next day, or else v'tomei. Let's say either the meat became tomei, or else let's say the person is tomei and eats it, he's over a special isar feeding this kochim, and even if he's only eating the chelov of it, he's over the isar of pigol, noisi v'tomei. Ma'ashen kein badom, by we only have blood, even the blood of a korbin, the Gemara Dashan Sukkim, there's no isanila on the dam of a korbin. And then there's no din pigul, because a dam itself is what's matted the korban. It does not need anything to be matter it. Therefore, it's not called yisa pigul upon the dam. And then it's not nice to betum, it's not called bosor. You don't have these yisurim by dam. Now the Mishnah says, you should know about the choym ba'dam. The yisa not eat the blood of an animal has special chumers. Shehadom noig bebehema v'chayiv yoif. It applies whether it's a behema, whether it's a chayiv, whether it's a bird. Ben Tumeyim, Ben Torim, whether the animal is kosher, whether the animal is Tumeyim, there's nisa not to eat the dam of it. But the chelev, the isa not to eat the fat of an animal, the treifa fats, ain't a nerd that only applies to the behema Torah Bavad, it only applies to behema, and also only a behema Torah, not to a chayah, not to a knife, and not to a behema Tumeyim. Now we're up to Perek Chi. Mishnalev, ha'or, the skin of the animal, the skin of the meat, for haroitiv. That's the juice, when you cook up the meat, the juice of the meat, the gravy of the meat, viha kefa, that's when you have in the bottom of the pot the spices that you put inside the pot, and like the onions or garlic you put inside the pot, that gives tam into the meat, and the bottom of the pot becomes that the very small pieces of meat fall into it also, or else via olol, that's the leftover part of the meat that's still attached to the skin at the time when you skin the animal, or else if he had some of the bones of an animal that has the moyath, that has some marrow inside it, vi hagidim, and the veins of the animal, vi akanayim, it's the horns of the animal, the part of the horn that's attached to the meat, vi atlofim, and the hooves of the animal. So all these things, mitstorfin latama tumas oichlin, it's mitstarf to give it a shear of tumas oichlin. Meaning to say, even though these things by itself, you do not eat them, they're not really called a bosor, but if you have a piece of meat a little bit less than the size of a kibetz, the size of an egg, and let's say a sheretz touches it, so halacha is, oichel is only mekabel tumah if it has the size of a kibetz there. So let's say you have some skin attached to it, or else the roitav or the kefir, the olu, the atzamos, if these things are attached to the meat, them and starf, they could help to make up the shear of a kibetz, and then the meat and these things would be mekabel tumah. But the Mishnah says, "Avoloi tumas nevelas." But it's not mitzarif to tumah of nevela. Means if you have a dead animal, a nevela, so locher is a kezayis of the boss of nevela is like an avatum. It's metamayu.
Let's say you have less than the size of a kezayis of the basar hanavela, and you have a bone attached to it, or the meat or the skin attached to it. It's not mitzarif. It does not make up a shear. These things, even though they're shomrim, they watch it, they're eaten with it. It doesn't make up for tumas nevela. Ki yotzeboy similar halacha also that there's such a difference between oichlin and nevelis is that ha'ashoichet behema tameya. If somebody, if a Jew shechts the behema tameya, let's say shech the pig, lenochri for a goy, mufacheses, and after he made the shechita, the animal still moving around. Halacha is metama tumas oichlin. If this meat now, if a sheretz touches it, it would become tamei. It's called an oichel. The halacha is like this. Usually calls them on the animal is alive. It's not called an oichel yet. It's not makabel tumah. Now, by regular kosher or behema, once you make a shechita on it, shechita, since it's mutter for Yisrael to eat it, so it's considered like a mace, even though really the animal is still moving around a little bit, even though really it's not called dead yet, but since the shechita is matter with bachila, shechita is called an oichel already. And about it will be makabel tumah. And it's called an oichel, so it would be makabel tumah. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Again, so the case here again is that hashoichet behemah tamei lanochri mafacheses. So the two things wrong here. First of all, it's a behemah tamei that really shechita is not matter with bachila, and also you're shechting for a goy. By a goy, usually there's no din shechita. By a goy, here's a loch. It's called evim in a chai. It's not allowed to eat from it until it's really dead. So really, it should not be chal a din tumas eichlan on it until really it's dead. But the chiddush over here is that since a Jew is making the shechita, therefore it is metama tumas eichlan right after the shechita, even though it's a behemah tamei, still we consider as if this meat has a shame eichel already, and therefore it's makabel tumas eichlan avoloi tumas nevelis. But lamaisa, this piece of meat would not have a tuma of nevela on it until it actually dies. It's not enough the fact that you made a shechita on it. Since it's moving around, yet it's not called really mace, you will not have a tumas nevela. Atche tumas until it really dies. Or yatche yatis as rosh until you chop off its head, that's really called mace. So it comes out, the Mishnah explains it, that ribu latama tumas eichlin, there are special cases, extra cases, that you would have a tumas eichlin. Mimash ribu latama tumas nevelis, more than we find that there would be a tumor by nevelis. Reb Yudah says, Ha'olul ha'machunis. Again, olul, that's the meat that you find on the skin after you skin the animal. So if you have meat that's machunis gathered together, so im yesh by kizayis ha'mokim echad chayiv olov. If there's a kizayis in one place, that's called oichel. So chayiv olov means a chiddush mishum tumas nevelis. Means if you touch this olul now, you become tamei. Even though before we say by tumas nevelis nothing is mitzarif, but here this meat, if it's together, if they have a kezayis where they're near together, even though it's stuck on the meat, on the skin, it's called an oichel, and it would have a tumas nevela on it. Here, Mishnah Beis. Elu sherusein kifsorum. These are the type of things that the skin of it is like the meat. The lost lava tumas oichlin, even on the skin. That means the skin is soft, it has a locha like basar. Or odom, the skin of a mace, of a person that died. So the skin has loch like its boss, it also have a tumas mace on it. And the Gemara once had to say it's only midirabonin, that's exerva, people should not use the skins of their parents like to sit on. Now the or chazir shayishuv, the skin of a domestic pig, also that skin is soft, has loch like a bosser. We have yeshi yomer af or chazir habor, yeshi has no, even a wild pig, also its skin is soft. But the loch is not like Rabbi Yosi. The or chatoiteres shel gomel harako, the skin over the humps on the top of a camel, a soft camel, a young camel. And the Gemara says the means kozman it didn't carry any weight yet. Like it's so young, they didn't put any weight on it yet to carry any bundles on it. So then the skin is still soft. It's called kibosom. The or the skin harosh of the head shel egel harach of the young egel, a young calf. And then the Gemara once had to say it means during his first year. Or else that means, calls the man it's yearning, calls the man it's nursing, the head of its, the skin of its head is soft, it's kibosom. Fior haprosois, and the skin around the hooves of the animal, and some say no, it means a little further up, or throughout the thigh of the animal. Vior beis habushis, and the or around the womb on the outside of the cave of a female behemoth. The soft skin around its womb is also called kibosom. Vior hashlil, and the skin around the fetus, a young uber, that you find inside the behemoth, that's also kibosor, v'yor shetachos alyo, and the skin that's underneath the tail of the animal, towards the goof, it has no hair over there, it's also very soft, v'yor ha'anoko, these are like four type of shrotzim, that the Tanakhama holds, these four skins have a look like kibosor, that's the skin of ha'anoko, v'ha'koyach, v'ha'alto, v'ha'choymet. These four shrotzim also, the skin is very soft, this kibosor. Reb Yudah says no. Halato kechuda. The halto, say the wizard, that's like a chud, like a weasel, that its skin is not soft. It doesn't have a locha kebosa. The chula, now all these skins we mentioned, sheibdon, let's say you worked them over and you made them hard like into leather. Oy shehilach ben rosh, you walked over them. Kidei avoida, the length of the shear that you worked them over. The Gemara said that means a hilach of 4 mil. So locher is then tohirim, then the skin does not have a shame bosser anymore, then the nakod eichol will be torn from tumas eichlim. Chutz excluding the or adam, the skin of a mace of a person. And here the Gemara says it's exerim of the Rabbonin, that the skin of an adam is always tamei, in order that people should not use them. Rebbe Yochanan ben Uri yoimer, shemoin yesh shirotzim yesh lemaris. He holds no, all 8 shirotzim, the Torah says, have a din or means it's not kibosar. That their skin is hard, it's called skin and not called basar. So Rabbi Yechon argues on the Tanakama, and even those 4 that he said is kebasar, Rabbi Yechon and Manuri holds no, all 8 of them has a din or on it and not a din of basar. Now Mishnah Gimel. Hamafshit the behema. If somebody is skinning an animal, he's taking off the skin of the animal. Ba behema v'chaya, whether he's doing it to a behema or to a chaya. Ba tahira uvetameya, whether it's a shala how to learn here, whether it means whether the animal is Torah or the animal is Temeya, or else whether it means whether the person that's doing it is Torah and the animal is Tomei, or whether the opposite way, whether the person is Tomei, the behemoth is Temeya. Because here it's a question, do you give in Tumah by just touching the skin, or can you take out Tumah by just touching the skin, not by touching the meat itself? And then the Mishnah says, Bedaka Vagasa, whether talking about a small animal or a big animal. Lishratiach, if the reason why you're skinning the animal is because you want to use the skin, use it, let's say, for a sheet to sit on or to lie on. So then, kibei achiza. Then as long as you just pulled off 2 tefachim's worth, that skin is like still called attached to the behemoth, and it has a yad to the behemoth, it'll bring in tumma, take out tumma. But if you pull off more than kibei achiza, then you hold on to it, you pull off along the way you do it for l'shtich is, you cut along the whole animal, then you start to pull off the skin. If you pulled off already more than 2 tefachim's worth, then we say that skin is oisa nipple and like fell off already, it's not called part of the behema. So even though the behema is tamei and you touch the skin, you do not become tamei. Now what's going to be ula chemas? Let's say you're skinning the animal because you want to make a flask, you want to make a skin flask, like a round thing to hold oil or shemen in it. Then until you take the skin even off its breasts, the skin is still called attached to the animal, and therefore have the lacha. But if you touch it, you become tamei, or you can bring tumor into it. What's going to be hamargul? Let's say you're skinning the animal, but you're starting through its feet first. Then you're going up, all the way up to the breast. So then, kula chibla tumor, the whole thing, no matter how much you pulled off already, it's still called the chibra attached to the behema. Because since the last thing you come to is its breast, and that's the hardest thing to pull off, so the skin is still called attached to the behema. And therefore, you could bring in tumah, take out tumah. Now, letomei letamei means either to take out tumah or to bring in tumah. What about or shal hatzavar? Let's say the skin that's around the neck itself. The Rashi learns is really a continuation in the case where you're skinning the animal for the purpose of a chamas, to make a flask, and you already took off more than the breast, and you're up to the last part, to the neck. So here it's a machlokes that Rav Yechon ben Uri Yomer ain't a chibur. No, it's not called a chibur. Since you already took off ready up until the breast, all you're missing now is just the tzav, just around the neck. This skin is considered like it's off the behemoth already, and it does not bring in tumah, take out tumah. Meaning if the behemoth is in the veila, and you touch this skin, you do not become tamei. Or let's say the behemoth is tor, and you're tamei, and you touch the skin, you do not bring tumah into the behemoth. The chachamim, the chachamim say though, chibur no, even though it's only attached to the skin, that skin to the neck, that skin is also considered a chibur. Achiyavshetas kulum, so you take off the whole thing. This is the way Rashi learns. Other mafarshim learn that it's a shalah just upon the skin around the neck, that it's aimut kamat to come off by itself. You don't really have to peel it off. A kamat falls off by itself. So that's a shalah, something that's about to fall off by itself. Is it called off, or is it still considered mechubur to the behemah? Mishnah Dalet, or sheyeshalot kezayis bosa. You have skin, let's say the behemah of nevela, and you have a kezayis bosor, a kezayis of nevela on the skin. The locker is hanageya b'tziv. Whoever touches a tziv, that's a strand of meat hanging down from this kezayis, even though it's not the kezayis itself, but it's attached to it. Or else, hanageya b'tziv hayotzi minenu. Or else, the sarva shekenegdo, you touch this, the hair on the other side of the skin that's opposite the meat. Tomei, you become tomei. This is like a shomer to the basar, and that's a locher shomer takes out tumah. So if the meat is in a vela and you touch the outside hair, you become tumah. What's going to be though? Hoya olav kishnei chatzoy zesim. Let's say on this skin there was only two halves of a kezayis of meat. So here with the Tanakh Rabbi Shmuel holds that mitama b'maso v'loy b'mago divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Bishmol holds that a tumas masa you'd have. If you pick up this skin now, lamais you're picking up a kezayis worth of nevela, there'll be a tumas masa. But v'loy b'maga, if you touch it though, you would not become tonei, because you only touch one chatizayis at a time, and that's not a shear of a maga. So therefore, since each touching by itself is not matami you, you cannot put the two together. For maga he holds, you're not tonei, because you're not touching a kezayis b'asachas. These two kezayisim are separate, two chatzizayisim, and therefore the name is tarif for maga. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, so Pasha Kodei Yishmael, even though you have no tumas maga, still you could have a tumas masa, even though the Gemara is a shiloh. Which Rav Tarfon wanted to say, Rav Podin, the Gemara wanted to say, Yishmael only is talking about if you touch the outside of the skin, but if you touch the inside, maybe you would be tamei. So it says shiloh in the Gemara, if according to Rabbi Yishmael, in a case where there's no tumas maga at all, would you still have a tumas masa? However, Rabbi Akiva says no, that loy b'maga loy b'masa. In this case, there's not a tumas maga and not a tumas masa either. We'll soon see why. But umoyd the Rabbi Akiva agrees though that b'shnei chatzoy zaysim, we have two halves of a zayis of meat of a nevela shetoch from the kisim, that you put a toothpick or a stick, a small stick, a piece of wood in between to hold them together. Behesitim, now somebody moves them, it's a tumas masa, shoot tummy, you do become tummy. Because these two chatzoy zesim, they're not bottle, they're considered together, and therefore, it's like you carried a kezayis of nevela. According to Bekiv, who then there could be a tumas mag also. When I see you carrying a kezayis, you're touching a kezayis worth of nevela. If so, mifnei mar, Bekiv, metayi biyor, how come Rabbi Kiva argues on Rabbi Shmuel and says that when these two chatzoy zesim are attached to the skin, there's no tumas masa and no tumas maga, why not? So Mishnah says the answer is, mevnei shor mevatlan, because over there, since they're still attached to the skin is mevatl, the meat. Since the meat is less than a kezayis, it's only a chatzi kezayis, it's not choshev, it's bottle to the skin. So really, what's trying to keep it before, Rabbi Kiva Shita holds, that shnei chatzoy zeishim shetoch from the kisum v'sitin shutamim to shalom the Gemara. One side is that ilhu adin there'll be a tumas maga if you touch the two, because if he really holds the shita that what's not bo bechlal maga is not bo bechlal masa, so there wouldn't be a tumas masa unless you could have a tumas maga also. Then there's another shita Gemara that says no, it has to only be where the are two attached, and we're talking about over here where there's a strand of meat attaching these two pieces together. I call upon the Machlokes in the Mishnah and Bishmol and the Bekiva, if the meat is bottled to the skin, we have two chatzoy zesim on the skin, is it bottled to the skin or no? It's still called a tumas nevela according to Rabbi Shmuel. Mishnah, kulius hames. You have a bone, a kulius, really that's the thigh bone of a mace, and really a kulius means any bone really that has marrow inside it. Or else the kulius hamakadoshim. You have the thigh bone of a behemoth, that's a korban, from a korban, that became either pigul or noiser, that they have tumah, they're abmid rabbanin, they're tamei. Halacha is hanageya bem, if you touch one of these two bones from a mace or from a korban that was pigol or noisam, bein stum and bein nekuvim tamei, whether the bone is completely whole, sosum, that means there's no holes there, so you can't touch the marrow inside, bein nekuvim, whether there is a hole there in the bone that you can touch the marrow inside, in both of these cases, tamei or tamei, because here the bone of a mace etzem is metame kisaira, so the bone itself has tumah to it, who are in the bone of the mekdoshim. But what's going to be? Kulius nevela. You have this bone that came out of a behemoth that's a nevela. That here, the bone itself is not tummy. It's only if it has meat on top with a marrow inside. Or else for kulius hasheretz, the same thing, the bone from a sheretz. That as the bone itself is not tummy. It's only tummy because of the marrow inside. See, the locher is, hanageya ben, if you touch this bone and there's no meat on the outside, sastumim. If it's completely closed, the bone, there's no hole in it, tor, the bone remains tor. Nekuvim, let's say there is a nekiv there in the bone, so that you could touch the inside marrow, kol shu, even though the hole is so small, only a kol shu, that you can only put a chut hasara, put a hair in there, but since you could put one of your hairs inside and become tummy through maga, so now even touch it on the outside, also, mitamim b'maga, you become tummy with maga just by touching it. But it has to be able to have a real maga inside the marrow. Meaning, how do I know to say shaft the mass? It has a tumas mass also. On this Talmud, the Apostle comes tells us, it says, Hanageya v'yanoisa. It says together, touching and carrying. It's a widashin. Eshabol lechlau magam. Something that's possible to have a tumas maga that you could touch it. Like over here, this bone. If it has a hole in it that you could have you here touch it. Therefore, bol lechlau mass. If you carry the bone, now you also become dummy. What's going to be loy bol lechlau maga? Let's say it's not possible for you to touch it. And Echnami then loybo lechla masa. You don't have a tumas masa, you wouldn't have a tumor of carrying it either. If it wouldn't be possible at all to have a tumas maga, there would not be a tumas masa. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Vov, Beitzatz hasheretz hamrum kemis. You have one of the Shemoinish Rotzim that are tmeim. So loch is, if it's a matl and egg, there's some of them give off eggs. So if you have an egg from a sheretz, that merumakemis means inside it, it's forming another sheretz. So locher is Torah. Even though there's like a sheretz, a form inside it, still it's Torah. The tumor does not come out since it's covered up. In other words, you can't touch the inside, therefore there's no tumor. What's going to be nikvah kosher? Let's say there's a little hole into the egg, no matter how small the hole is, even the size of a chut hasara that a hair could get in there. So since one of your hairs could get in there and be metame you, therefore tumeya, therefore it has a tumas maga, and even if you touch the outside of the egg, also you become tummy. Akfor, what's going to be if you have the type of a mouse, an akfor, shechetzi of bosor, half of it is made out of bosor, vechetzi of adam, and half of it is made out of earth. Type of an akfor that does not produce by itself, but rather just created from the dirt, from the offer, so part of it is still offer. So such a case is hanogeya babosi. If you touch the meat part of it, tomei, it has a tumas shrotzim on it. But adam, if you touch the dirt part of it, the tor, your main tor, that part has no tum on it. Reb Yudah says no. Af hanogeya bo adam shekneged abosi tomei. Even if you touch the dirt part of this akbar, but since on the opposite side there's meat, also you become tomei. So even the adam of it also has a loch of a sheretz, and you would become tummy. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Ho'ever v'ha'boser ha'mududolim v'abheimah. A neighbor that's a limb of the animal, that has gidim, atzomis, and bosom, that has veins, a bone, and meat, or else v'ha'boser, just a piece of meat of the animal. Ha'mududolim means it's like it became detached, but it's still hanging, still moving, still attached a little bit, and it's at a stage that it cannot be healed up anymore to really become part of the animal again, but it's not off completely. So locher is mitamim tumas oichlin b'mekoimim. Right now, the way it is, it could be mekabel tumas oichlin, meaning it's not called part of the chay anymore, and therefore it's called an oichol, and it could be mekabel tumas oichlin. Now, even this aver right now, it doesn't have a loch of aver min achaye. That usually an aver, a limb of an animal, when it comes off, it has tumah, it's tumah like an avela. But over here, since it's still attached, it doesn't have tumah like an avela yet, but our koponim, it has a shem oichel on it right now, and therefore could be makabel tumas eichlin. But a tzrich and hechsher, you have to be mashur, the water has to come upon it first before it would be makabel tumah. Nishchato habehema, let's say this limb or the meat is still hanging, and now you go and make a kosher shechita on the behemah itself. So locher is huchshru b'domeho, that lamaisa, the bosom and achai now, still by itself has no tumah, and it's called an eichel now, but it needs hechsher. But the chiddush is where Meir holds that the shechita, the dam, b'shah shechita, just like the dam that comes out b'shah shechita, it's machshir the behemah itself. Hu adin is also machshir this eiver. Either the Gemara says because the eiver is considered like, or the bosser is considered like part of the behemah, or else because the behemah is called the yad to the bosser, and yesh yad lehechsher. Therefore, the hechsher of the behemah helps for the bosser also. Whereas even though the shechita is not matarit b'achila, but I'll call upon him, the shechita helps for the hechsher. For Rabbi Shimon says, no, loy huchsheru. Know that the shechita of the behemah is not enough of a hechsher for this bosser. Either because we say, ein yad lehechsher, or else because since it cannot pick up the meat itself, the behemah itself, if you pick up this meat, the animal itself would not come up with it, so it's not called attached. Therefore, the hechsher on the behemah is not called the hechsher on this bosser hamadudal. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, it needs its own hechsher. Meisra behemah, let's say the behemah dies, not through a shechita, it just dies. The locher is habosser tzorch hechsher. Still, we hold that the shas misa, it's called oisa nipul. We consider as if this meat came off the animal before it really died. So, therefore, it has no tumas novela on it. So, therefore, it still needs a hechsher lekabel tumas eichlin. For Eva though, what about the Eva that came off, let's say, after Misa? Mitama Mishum Eva Menachai, it has like its own tumah, it's called now an Eva Menachai. This limb, when the animal dies, it's called that it comes off, and therefore this will have its own tumah even without a Hechsher. That the Mishnah says, Sar Hechsher, that only goes on the Bosor Menachai. But V'yeinim Mitama Mishum Eva Nevela, it does not have a tumah of Eva Nevela, it only has a tumah of Eva Menachai. Different Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. And the difference between Eiver Minachai is the Pshat is it only has tumor, Kozaman, there's a bone and there's veins attached. Let's say you take this Eiver and you'll scrape off a Kizayis worth of its meat alone, it would not have any tumor on it. Mashenkin as Eiver Minanavela, once the behemoth dies, the Nevela Shabai, so any Bosser, any Kizayis of Bosser has Tumas Nevela. So that's the difference between an Eiver Minachai and an Eiver Shal Nevela. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Mitai, Rabbi Shimon says no, that the Savior is also Tor. Rabbi Shimon argues on here on this Bosor, that he holds that when the behemoth dies, we hold that the Misa is Oysa Nippul, so it has a loch of like Eva Menachai, in other words, that a guy is also to eat from it. So since nobody's allowed to eat from it, Rabbi Shimon holds it's not called an Eichel. But since it's not called an Eichel, it couldn't be Makabal even to Masaychlin. So if Rabbi Shimon holds that this Bosor is Tor, it's not called an Eichel. What about by a person, a live man? Let's say a limb is hanging off or a piece of meat is hanging off. So locher is toirim. In both two cases, it has no tumor on it. By a man, the tumor smes is only after he's dead completely. But kolzaman is aver, it's attached, it has no tumor at all on it. What's going to be mesod? Let's say the man dies. It's not a locher is habosat Torah. This meat that was hanging off, his Torah has no tumas meis on it. Because when the man dies, we consider misa is a nipple. It's as if it was taken off before the person died. The locher is a bosser, meat that comes off from a person has no tumor on it. So therefore the bosser remains Torah. But the eva metame mishum eva menachai, they say with this limb, we consider also like it came off from the person when the person was still alive. That means misa is a nipple. It's considered like it came off before the misa. But the locher is that Eva min hachai also has tumor on it. It has tumor that's metama b'maga b'masul v'oil. But v'yeinu metama mishum Eva min ha-meis. It does not have the exact same halacha as Eva min ha-meis. Different Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Like we already explained the same thing by behemah. But the difference is, if you'd go and cut off now a kezayis of meat from the Eva. If it's an Eva from ha-meis, it means the person first died. And then you cut off an aver, and now you cut off a gezayis of meat from that limb, it would have tumas meis on it. But if the aver came off when the person was still alive, so true, it has tumas aver menachai on it, but it's only tumay calls them on it an aver. But if you cut off now gezayis of its meat, on the meat alone there'd be no tumas mace. Mashenke, the bone, Shaboy, the etzem, kisaira, that would have a loch of tumma. Even though it's an eva min hachai, if you just pull off the bone would be tummy. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Shimon Metar, Rabbi Shimon says no, even by this eva min ha mace, if you pull off the bone, it would also be tor. Navada, Rabbi Shimon would agree, calls the man it's an eva, and eva has tumma. An eva min hachai also has tumma. Just if you just pull off the bone, he holds that would be tor. But you take off the meat shaboy, you take off the bone shaboy, in both cases of Shimon holds, it would be remain tohor. Yeah, Perek Asiri. Mishnah. Hazroya, that's the shoulder, the halachiyayim, the two cheeks, the hakev and part of the stomach. So these are matnes kuna, that when you have a regular animal, so the owner has to give away this to the kohen. So the locker is noyigim boritz is negay, whether you live in Eretz Yisrael, uvuchutzlos, whether you live outside Eretz Yisrael. Bifnei abayis, bizman we have the Beis Hamikdash, vishlo bifnei abayis, bizman we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. Bachulin, it's negay etani behema of chulin. That when you shecht it, if a Jew owns it, you have to give these three things a matana to the kohen. Avoloi b'mugadoshim, but it does not apply to a korban. A korban, you do not have to give the zroyiv l'chayayim the kevah to the kohen. And really the Mishnah explains why, like we're really shoyi, but then really the svar should have been that you should have to give these matanas from the korban. And it's a kavachayma really, omo imachulin madach by regular behemas chulin. Shein and chayovim bechazov v'shoik, there's no mitzvah to give to the kohen the breasts and the thighs, which there is a mitzvah by the korban shlom and by the korban. Still chayovim b'matanas a regular behemas chulin is chayav to give the zroyim l'chayim l'kevah to the kohen. If so, kodeshim by korban, say korban shlomim, shechayovim b'chazov v'shoik, you have a mitzvah to give the breasts and the thigh to the kohen. Is ainu din? Isn't it a svar to say shechayovim b'matanas? You also have the chiyuv to give the regular zroyim l'chayim l'kevah to the kohen. So in svar you should be chayiv, but therefore we have a pasuk tamalem. The pasuk comes and tells us that vo'eten oisom liyaron akoyin, she should give them taron akoyin levon of l'choy koylam. Izain lo yela mashama binyan. When it says this parsha about a korban, you only have to give only the chazov v'shoik and nothing else. Only the chazov v'shoik you have to give and not the zroya. So as a niyat, you do not have to give these matanis by a korban. Now, Mishnah Beis. Kol hakodishim shekodamum kavu lakdesham. Any korban you have, that before you were makdashit, there was a mum. So therefore, the kedusha saguf was not chal upon the behemah. It was never fit for a korban. And then, v'niftu, then you redeem this animal. So the Kedusha's Dhamma goes off completely. And therefore, chayavim bebechayrom, if this bain that gives birth, its first one, has Kedusha's Bechor on it, uva matonis, when you shech this one, you have to give the Zeroy l'chayim v'kevah to the Kohen. V'yotzim l'chulun li'goz, when you poider it, it's completely chulun that you're allowed to shear off the wool, v'le'yovet, to work with it, uv'lodin v'chalovin muta, that its kids and the milk is mutter to use liacha pidyon after you poider it. Because here was never chal kedusha saguf. But we'll see later, but by a korban where it was first chal kedusha saguf, even the later mum comes and you poider it, it's also with these things, it's also ligozet, it's also to work with it, it's also the vlad, it's also the milk, you only allowed to eat it. But over here, since it was never chal kedusha saguf, they're all mutter. The yashaychaton bachutz potter, the shech this animal outside after pidyon you potter, because it never had a kedusha saguf, it was never royal upanim. And also, the tzmur doesn't make a korban tzmur, it has no kedusha. The yemes, even if the animal dies before you were poider it, still yipod, you have a right to be poider it then, because it never had a kedusha saguf. Chutz min abachor min amaisa, excluding a bachor, even though a bachor is the baal mum, so what, still it's chal kedusha's bachor on it. Then what din amaisa behema? The tenth one that comes out, the yisai yasiri, even though it's a baal mum, still is chal kedusha b'chor of a ma'isa behemer on it, and you have to wait. Now the Mishnah says, well, what's going to be kol shekodam hegedesha nes mumen? Let's say first you were makdish the animal, and the kedusha saguf was chal, and then it became a baal mum. Oyim mumoy v'lagdesha, or else first all it had was just a mum that's going to pass by, become healthy again. So and then you were makdish it, so b'kitzer the kedusha was chal. Uliyachem mikan later on noilad lohem mum kavu, later was first chal mum kavua, the niftu and then you poider it. So it's called regular kodshim suli hamagdoshim. These are real magdoshim. It came posel later, and now the niftu you redeem them. Salach Riz Ptur Min HaBechorah. They still remain with a potter from the Bechorah. He gives birth. His first one is potter Min HaBechorah. He still has a loch of a korban on it. And Umin HaMatonis Yepotah from Atnes Kuna, from the Zerayah L'chaim V'keva. V'yeinim Yaitzim L'chulim. When you do redeem it, it does not go out completely L'chulim. L'igozes, you have no right to shear off the wool to use it. L'yoveid, or to work with it. Uvladin B'chalov and Osar. And it's the vlad, the babe, the fetus of it, the chalov and the milk of it, is also le'achat pidyon. Even after you pray through it, still you can't have enough from these things. It's only mutter to eat it. V'yashechto b'chutz chayv v'yashecht the psula amigdoshim before you pray through it. So yachayv v'shchut echutz. The Gemara says it goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shittam that by bedukin shabayin this makes an issa shchut echutz. V'yosin tamura, and this korban could make tamura. The mace, let's say it dies before you poider it, then the locher is yikavru. You have to bury it. There's no way to be poider it later. But you can't be poider kodeshim liyachilum the klovim, to give it to a keller for a dog. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.